Kingdom of Java. Welcome, friends, to the Holy Caffeinate. I am Archbishop Oral, and I can be your guide to the everlasting Kingdom of Java if you believe in the healing power of caffeine. Friends, the path to inner enlightenment through the grinding and consumption of the glorious coffee bean is often marred with pitfalls of indecision. Many pretenders come up to us every day with promises of a better life through their mochas and espressos, but the truth of the matter is that it makes no difference how you take it. All that matters is that you allow the righteous rush of the substance to enter your veins, and you will feel the power of it come upon you and carry you into a land of heightened awareness of unparalleled proportions, the ultimate adrenal ecstasy. But sometimes it's not so easy, friends. Sometimes Satan, in all of his twisted trickery, will make it more difficult for you to have your caffeine in the morning. He may sneak into your kitchen at night and put your coffee somewhere you can't find it, or take the last of it for himself, leaving you to cast false blame on your loving spouse when morning comes. Or sometimes he will titillate you with whispered lies about his own dark invention, the dreaded decaf. You see, friends, Satan knows that if you begin to partake of the one true caffeine, you will be more awake, aware, alert, and able to find him out more easily. So he broadcasts his lying television commercials, with people getting up in the morning, drinking his accursed decaf, and somehow by some unnatural and unholy ritual being woken up by it, and given the energy to face the day. But don't be fooled by it, friends. Those actors are filled with Satan's dark, drug-enhanced energy. He wants to turn this world into a shrunken, decaffeinated, bleary-eyed land of groaning misfits thumping around in the dark and never getting out of bed till 2 p.m. But you can change all that. Satan is like that old, hardened, blackened coffee bean that just won't come out right. But you've got to grab him by his tough shell and grind him up in the Cuisinart of redemption. Pour the scalding water of salvation all over him and strain him through the filter of righteousness. Friends, for a small contribution, we will send you our thanks and prayers and help you to pick up that old and cracked coffee pot of truth and pour yourself a cup of enlightenment. The number is on your screen. Now let us pause for a moment of prayer, reflection, and an important message from Sankah.